You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, folks, we've saved the best for last tonight, the main event. Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program for Saturday, September 21st. Our guest for the remainder of the program, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, by the way, still in studio with me, co-hosting. But Sam Bushman, my dear friend, owner of the Liberty News Radio Network and host of the groundbreaking Liberty Roundtable program Monday through Friday, libertyroundtable.com. I was Sam's guest on Wednesday when we talked about a story that certainly dominated the media on Monday, and Sam has been following this thing, documenting the inconsistencies like a hawk. This is, of course, the shootings that occurred at the Washington, D.C. Naval Yard on Monday. And I'll tell you how I came to hear about it. I received a text message from a friend of mine whose husband was in the building, barricaded in a room on the floor that the shooter was on. He could hear the gunfire. I was actually getting text messages from this friend while she was in communication with her husband while this event was still unfolding. At that time, of course, I was trying to convey my shock and concern and trying to comfort. I said, this is going to be a national news story. I said, this is unbelievable. This is going to be a national news story. She said, have you not turned on the TV? And of course, by that time, it was already a national news story, even before I learned about it. But when I had learned about it, I did not yet know that it had been. Anyway, so I tuned in immediately, obviously. My wife and I started watching the coverage on CNN. And that, of course, is where the plot thickens. And now we will toss it over to Sam Bushman, our invited guest for the evening, our featured guest of the night. Sam, where do you even begin with the coverage of this story?
Hi, James. Sure appreciate you having me on. Number one, I want to begin with some of the facts that we know. I want to talk about some of the things that they thought they knew or they claimed they thought they knew. So I want to stick with the facts. I want to dispel the rumors. Then I want to get into a lot of the inconsistencies. And then I want to get into a little bit, you might call it conspiracy theory, or might you call it conspiracy fact. So what I'd like to do is start out and say, they're saying that the guy who committed this crime, in other words, the shooter, was the act of a lone gunman. That's their final story. But that came out towards the end of the day. Okay, they identified the man as Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. He was working for a military subcontractor. And I guess he was the, you know, Navy Yard gunman. Now, here's what's interesting. On one hand, they tell you that he was a lone gunman, end of the day. They go into all kinds of details about that he was mentally ill, which we'll get into as the broadcast unfolds. But the first thing they said is, hey, man, he's got a shotgun, an AR-15, and a pistol. Well, that turned out not to be true. There was no AR-15. Secondly, they said, hey, man, he got up above everybody in an atrium, kind of a balcony, if you will, and he shot down on a bunch of folks, and that's how he kind of got him in a turkey shoot, so to speak. And he nailed everybody to the wall. That turned out not to be true. There was no such turkey shoot from an atrium. That's a lie. Then they said, well, man, we found the guy. We found the guy that caused this thing. And, well, his name is Raleigh Chance. And Raleigh Chance is a guy sitting with his daughter, like 40 miles away. And it turns out he was misidentified as the Navy Yard shooter. The man says the media needs accountability here. And NBC and CBS wrongfully accused this man, Chance, of being the Navy Yard killer. Chance, believe it or not, is a Navy Yard lieutenant, wrongfully named by CBS and NBC as the yard killer of 12 people. Now, here's the problem. I don't think this Chance guy is involved at all. I think it's part of the subterfuge, intentionally manipulated. Here's what he said. He said the media called him And they said, hey, are you, do you know, who are you? Are you Chance? Do you know who Chance is? And then they said, hey, Chance did this murder. And Chance basically said he hung up, but he told them right before he hung up, you know what, you're wrong on this. Chance didn't do anything. Well, next thing you know, the FBI knocks on his door and drills him down for over 2 hours. Well, while this is going on, while they're chasing after supposedly Chance, while they come to the end of the day saying, hey, it was a lone gunman, there are weird, weird scenarios breaking forth. Okay? And that's what really concerns me the most. All right? It turns out that they claimed at one point in the mainstream press that there was surveillance video of people fleeing the scene. And there was two armed men dressed in different military uniforms who were armed, wielding guns, who were caught on video fleeing the scene. So for hours, the police believed that there might have been three gunmen. But never mind the hunt for two other armed gunmen by the end of the day. Well, federal authorities said they believed it was just the shooting of an act of a lone, deranged gunman, identified as Aaron Alexis, 34 years old. Now, this gets worse because they start to say this guy, this Aaron Alexis, has a history of problems, of health issues, of stability. Number one, he was given a top secret clearance. How, why, that's a debate. Number two, he was hired by a military contractor. Very strange indeed. Number three, he had a very strange discharge from the Navy before this. Number four, he went ballistic and shot four tires out of somebody's car, and the cops freaked out on him in the past. He's got a very strange history, but they claim, sorry, no one caught it. But it gets worse. Now, Aaron Alexis, I guess he was hearing voices in his head. He had been suffering a host of serious, serious mental problems, including voices in his head, paranoia, sleep apnea, a sleep disorder, if you will. He had been treated since August by the Veteran Affairs for his mental problems. The Navy, of course, did not declare him mentally unfit, because if they had, it would have rescinded his top security secret clearance. Well, it goes on, because you've got this mass shooting that follows Barack Obama's latest anti-Second Amendment push. Kurt Nemo has a story on that from InfoWars. Now, it gets worse. Because I guess this guy with secret government clearance, not only did he shoot the tires out of someone's car, but I guess he said when they talked to him about it, he didn't remember shooting anything at all. He had had a blackout after he got super, super angry. Now, President Barack Hussein Obama praised the victims, saying that they're all patriots. Now, I didn't know that just by getting shot by some thug, you'd be a patriot, but nevertheless, that's how Barack puts it together. Now, the Navy shooter, though, then they claimed of white racism. So he was a black guy, but he was saying it's all the white racist's fault. Then we get into Reality Check with Ben Swan. It goes on from there. We'll pick it up on the other side, James.
And Sam, wow, folks. He has set the table for what's going to be a riveting remainder of the show. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller has a question for Sam when we come back right after this. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride here on out.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
I have been taking notes. Of course, I was on Sam's program on Wednesday, and we talked about this, among other things. And Sam has been covering this on his program all week, from Monday all the way up until yesterday. And then, of course, today, tonight, he's with us. I actually received some emails after appearing on Sam's show from listeners who listened to both of our programs, which was rewarding. Always an honor to be on Sam's show. He's with us tonight, though. I'm going to cover my points with Sam, some of the curiosities that this story or the reporting of the story has piqued in my mind after he finishes just laying out all of the facts that his investigation into the reporting of this story has conjured up. But first, before we kick it back to Sam, Eddie just has a quick 30-second thing to remark, and then back over to Mr. Bushman.
Yeah, I want the audience to know what me and Sam were talking about during the break. I told Sam, Washington, D.C., people, you need to remember, is a gun-free zone. That means it's a killing zone for any nutcase kook that the government sends in there. And like me and Sam were talking about, this man, this smacks of MK Ultra from top to bottom, a.k.a. Timothy McVeigh, a.k.a. Oklahoma City, a.k.a., the Boston Marathon. You go on and on and on, and I'm sure Sam will agree about that. I mean, the same lies. Sandy Hook, we heard about the multiple shooters at Sandy Hook. We heard about all kinds of disinformation in Oklahoma City. So, Sam, you're hitting every one of them, son. I congratulate you. You've done great work. And I want the audience to know what you and me were talking about during the break. And I'm going to toss it back to you, Sam. You're doing a great job.
All right. I appreciate it. You're right. I do believe it smacks of all these things. And one of the things that Eddie said on the break, and I think he's right, he goes, you know why I didn't even research this case? Is because it's the same pattern over and over and over. And Eddie nails it with that point, except for one tiny little point. And that is, they're having to commit these crimes more and more often, these false flag, belligerent examples to try to take our guns away from us, to try to make us all paranoid that Al-Qaeda's right behind our sleeve every time we turn around. And what's fascinating to me about this is, as they pull more of these off, they get sloppier. And we get more facts. We, the reporters, the independent new media take center stage reporters, are on top of this. And they're starting to freak out about this. So the Navy had not declared him mentally ill or mentally unfit because it would have rescinded his top security clearance. Now, isn't that interesting? When he's hearing voices, he's got mental disability, you know, he's blacked out before, he's gone crazy with weapons before, and they're treating him, well, then you got to start to say what's going on. He blacked out before, didn't remember going belligerents. The Navy shooter complains of white racism, trying to turn it into a racial case. Then Ben Swan of Reality Check, he used to be with Fox, asks the poignant question, was the shooter taking mass suicide pills? Great question. We did find out the answer. The answer is yes, he was. That's part of their pattern. Always true. You got a psychiatrist involved. You got someone taking psychotropic drugs involved. The psychotropic drugs always involved there. Okay. Then the media tries to bury the psychiatric drug connection. They don't talk about that at all. But now they've been forced to admit it. But they say, don't worry. It's one of the most safe of the psychotropic drugs you can take. It's okay. They're wrong about that. It gets worse. Now, the mainstream press, including CNN, claimed that the Navy shooter had an AR-15. Again, that's one of their patterns. They always want to say it's an AR-15. Every gun that has a long barrel almost is an AR-15 now, whether that's true or not, according to the mainstream press. Now, listen carefully, because this is the most poignant point of all that points to, in my opinion, a planned false flag operation. Are you ready? SWAT team ordered to stand down. At Navy Yard.
Yes.
One
yes.
of the first teams of heavily armed police to respond to Monday's shooting in Washington, D.C., was literally ordered to stand down by superiors. We don't get this from the American press. No, sir. We get it from the BBC. The tactical response team of the Capitol Police, that's the force that guards the U.S. Capitol. They were told to leave the scene by a supervisor instead of aiding the municipal officers there. The Capitol Police Department launched a review into the matter. Now, here's what's interesting. Listen carefully. This guy working for the Capitol Police says this. I don't think it's a far stretch to believe that some lives might have been saved if we were allowed to intervene. That's what a Capitol Police source familiar with the incident told the BBC. Now, that is very, very damning indeed, because that's the same scenario we had with 9/11. Hey, you know what? NORAD, stand down. First responders, stand down. You're not going in there. Same thing with Sandy Hook, stand down. You're not. Why are these people not allowed to protect people? That's number one. But number two, hey, you're in a military installation here. Somebody's got to be armed to the teeth to stop this shooter. Now, here's the real story about how the shooter went in. Listen carefully. They said that he fired with an AR-15 down from an atrium. It's not true at all. What he did is he walked in with his security badge and a bag. And supposedly he went up to the bathroom on the fourth floor with his bag and he assembled his 870 Winchester shotgun. Then he basically, I guess the shotgun had a shorter barrel. In a shorter stock, but he assembled it. And then he came out of the bathroom and just randomly went through the building hunting for people to shoot down. Then he supposedly went to the front, shot the security guard. He went ballistic with his shotgun until he ran out of ammo, and then he started using his handgun. Now, I don't believe any of that story, but that now is their official story. But the problem with that story is how many guys could have picked him off from a doorway, from a windowsill, from a crossfire, from around a corner, from seeing him in a hallway. I'm just telling you, the story does not add up. It may be a gun-free zone for the average person, but it is not a gun-free zone for, well, there was supposed to be 11 guards on duty that day. There were only 7. One came to try to help, but 6 couldn't because they had to guard the gates. That's the claim. I'm telling you right now, everywhere you turn in this story, there are inconsistencies that beyond make you go, they make you say there is a serious, serious problem with what we're being told. Exactly what happened, I don't know, but I do have some facts that'll shed light on some of my concerns. And I do know that believing the official story from the mainstream press, they are not credible. I gave you example after example after example how they failed, and how do we know they're telling us the truth now? One part is they fail. The other part is they cover things up. For example, the shooter was on psychotropic drugs. That isn't a mistake that they're covering that up. Even when they roll out a story admitting to it, they defend it and say, don't worry, it's the most safest of the psychotropic drugs you can get. Okay, does that mean it's safe? I don't think so. So the bottom line here is, why all the inconsistencies? And I believe there's a couple of things. One, there's intentional red herrings or intentional desire to deceive us and lead us down a rabbit hole, a wrong trail. Thus, the guy at the top, this Raleigh Chance. I don't think he was involved at all, but it was a great story to go after. Okay, then, hey, he went in and shot down from an atrium in a turkey shoot. Well, that sounds just crazy, and everybody's all, whoa, that's gnarly. That's just out of control. Well, they're making up this story. Then they can back off and say, oh, no, it was this. By the way, it was a single lone gunman. But when the police are told to stand down, the Capitol Police, and when we have video of two armed military-dressed people leaving, them are some serious facts that you can't dismiss, sir. James?
Sam, so much to say, so much to respond to, as you have eloquently laid out this case tonight. We do obviously know that there was a shooter there. I know that personally because I know someone that was in the building that heard the shots. And this is another thing about the security, though, you're talking about, Sam, with regard to the guards. Another thing that people need to keep in mind, I know we're coming up on a break here. This was a United States military installation in the nation's capital, 2.6 miles from the White House. It wasn't just that they had 11 guards or 7 guards and this guy was able to get in. The people in the building had guns, too.
But this guy ran around for like almost a half hour.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. But see, I know they had guns. They're naval officers. My dear friend, whose husband was in the building, said it's okay. He thinks it's going to be okay. They're barricaded, and they have guns, too. They had guns. How could this guy kill so many people and remain at large for so long in a United States military installation filled with armed servicemen?
I mean, that's crazy. You're not being told the truth.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I was so fired up over this story, I ran right into the wall after the outro there. But I was talking to Sam a couple of things about this story from the very first day. When my wife and I were watching this on CNN after being alerted by someone inside the building or their wife about what was happening real time, we turned it on. And the media said there were multiple shooters, that they had either eyewitness or I believe it was video surveillance of at least two gunmen that they had on video, confirmed. Then it went, well, one gunman's down and two are at large. Two had gotten off of the property, out of the Naval Yard. And then it kind of morphed back into, well, it was just a lone gunman the whole time. But they never really explained why the number of shooters, according to their reports, fluctuated. They just dismissed it and said, well, one shooter. They didn't say why at one point they thought there were more or that perhaps there were more. They just didn't offer any sort of explanation. It went from two to three to one, and then they stuck with one. Obviously, the drugs, a common denominator here with a lot of these instances, almost all of them, if not all of them, that we've seen in recent years. The people that perpetrate these crimes are on mind-altering drugs. We also heard at one point in the coverage that I watched, they claimed that, well, even though this man was on drugs and had been seen for years by therapists for his violent tendencies, they didn't have enough money in the budget to do background checks. Now, you're talking about background checks for Navy subcontractors that have access into top military installations. They have billions of dollars to launch unconstitutional wars, but they can't do a simple background check.
And let me throw on top of that, James, really quick. But they have the opportunity to spend time violating your wife and daughter if they go through the airport and monitoring every single thing you do.
Hey, you got Eddie pumping his fist. Yeah, no doubt. They're tuned into this show tonight, monitoring and documenting every word. Got probably a team of people trying to decipher any sort of cryptic messages we may be disseminating here. But no, seriously, you know, absolutely right, Sam. I mean, you get patted down and molested going into a ball game or a concert. They can't check out people that have access. And even, listen, you know, did he subdue the guard at the desk? You know, a lot of questions here, but it all comes back to this, though. Supposedly he's dead. Yes, Eddie asked if he was dead. I mean, we'll never know for sure. My wife, who is apolitical, and I'm glad to have that balance. You know, I eat, live, and breathe this stuff. So she's apolitical. She has great conservative instincts, but just, you know, she doesn't keep up with all this eat, live, and breathe it like we do. But she was watching this with me, and she kept asking, why do they keep saying the number of shooters has changed? I said, well, you're never going to know the answer to that. But at the end of the day, they wrapped it up with a nice, pretty bow. There was two reasons that this happened. Number one, too many guns. You got to have more gun control legislation so you can take the guns out of any law-abiding citizen and make sure that only nutcases like this guy has them. But no, they were saying, you know, if we had, you know, more assaults on the Second Amendment, this wouldn't have happened. And then, of course, he was the victim of racism. His mommy said he was, so therefore that excuses this or at least explains why it happened. So it was too many guns, too much racism. That's why it happened. God, a lot of questions, though. But, Eddie, I know you want to get in this, and we got to toss it back over to the expert.
Yeah, I'd like to throw a rapid-fire question series with good old Sam. One thing, Sam, I would just like to say, I would love to see the autopsy on this guy. Timothy McVeigh complained to multiple people that his head hurt because he had a chip in his head. Timothy McVeigh was Special Forces. This guy might have been Special Forces. Timothy McVeigh was probably MK Ultra. I can't prove it, but I think, you know, this smacks of MK Ultra all the way. Sam, I would like to know, who gave him the psychotropic drugs? Where's the psychiatrist? I'd like to know who gave the stand down order to the Washington police. I'd like to know who gave that and who gave who was above the guy who gave the stand down order. Why were the six of the seven guards not allowed to leave the gates? These are questions I'm asking you, Sam. Who sent the FBI to the wrong place? Where in the hell were the Marines? Every naval facility I've ever known in my whole life, they always have Marines. Marines are there for one reason. That's to kill people. They're there to kill people and break things. They're not like technicians like a lot of Navy people. Where were the Marines? Where is the video showing the multiple shooters? I'd like to know that. A.K.A. Sandy Hook. A.K.A. Pentagon 9/11, like you brought up, Sam. And once again, I would love to see this autopsy. And I'm throwing that back to you, Sam, after those quick questions. I hope you remember somebody.
I think you're right. And the answer is they're going. Goal is to create all kinds of confusion around this case. Their goal is to let the real, in my opinion, perpetrators slip away. Their goal is to pin it on a guy that's dead and can't talk. Their goal is to make you believe that it's just, you know what, we need less guns in our society. But they always happen in gun-free zones. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does.
Amen.
And the most important thing to understand about this case, in addition to all of Eddie's great questions, they're valuable questions, I would say this, though. How come the media never apologized to this gentleman, Raleigh Chance, who was not even involved at all? They haven't even apologized to the guy yet. Greta Van Sestren is saying he ought to get a big old check from those guys. Now, here's the interesting tidbit about this. Because they say that he was hearing voices in his head. And I want to drill into that a little bit, because that's the exact point Eddie made when it comes to MKUltra and some of these other things.
Sam, if I may, and I hate to interrupt, but I would like to say this before you continue. And we talked about this on your show. This guy was hearing voices. This guy was on drugs for something that apparently a therapist had recommended as a result of all of his abnormalities. He still was able to get a subcontracting job with the United States Navy. I guarantee you, me, you, Chuck Baldwin, anybody like that, we get denied sight on, you know, as soon as they lie on us. You're an extremist. You believe in God. You believe in the Constitution.
Hey, they don't even
let
us drive around free with a bumper sticker on our car without saying, hey, those guys are willing to destroy the country from the inside, right?
You voted for Ron Paul, but this guy, despite all of his problems, gets a clearance into the Navy facility. But go ahead, Sam.
All right, so this guy's hearing voices. This guy has these sleep problems. He's put on psychotropic drugs. Now, here's the interesting part about this. Army documents describe technology that can transmit a voice into someone's head. Okay, according to Blacklisted News and other sources now, there is a classified Army document. It is called Bioeffects of Non-Lethal Weapons. And in the details of this document, it describes a series of technologies that the military has developed, including one with the ability to transfer radio frequencies, in other words, RF energy, into a human target. They can make you feel like you're hearing voices. And even if you move to a different room, they can just set up and send them again. And so the question becomes, this guy says he's been hearing voices. You know what? You've got a lot of shooters that said they heard voices. You've got a lot of shooters that have a psychologist. You have a lot of shooters that supposedly, on one hand, they're so stupid, all they can do is sit there and drill all over themselves. On the other hand, they're so brilliant that they can just go crazy with a gun for over a half hour and no one can stop them, for crying out loud, even if everybody else is armed to the teeth. And we're supposed to believe this stuff? And then if I bring up the inconsistencies, people say, Sam, you're just a conspiracy theorist, buddy.
That's right.
And my response is, stop. I'm not making any conspiracy theory. I'm pointing out the inconsistencies of this case, and I'm telling you, when people are told to stand down, when we're told all kinds of bogus information about who, what, when, where, why, and then the media is supposedly the credible ones. I'm not credible, but they are. That doesn't add up to me. We're following up on common sense questions. We know these technologies exist. We can't talk to the guy. He's dead. The guys that are on film leaving armed to the teeth aren't being caught. The guy supposedly ran around in that place for a long time, virtually without being challenged, until somebody finally took him out. Now, I just want to ask everyone in the audience, are you comfortable with the summation that I've given of the mainstream press? Now, if you doubt me on a fact or two, go look it up. I beg you to go and challenge and find out what I've told you and see what your mainstream press is telling you. In order to find out that they were told to stand down, go away, do not help, you got to go to the BBC, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out about asking the legitimate question about drug use, you got to go to Ben Swan, who used to be with Fox. Now he does his own thing called Reality Check because he's sick of being muzzled. But you look at this, and every piece of solid evidence comes out from one of us, and then the mainstream press finally goes, okay, that's true, but it doesn't matter, or whatever they want to say. And at some point, their credibility's on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Eddie.
Sam, you brought up one great point I would like to go back to. I mentioned, I don't know if you remember J.D. Cash, he was the Oklahoma State rep who had a newspaper the Idabel Gazette, I believe it was,
yes,
and,
uh-huh.
and a news and a reporter out of Oklahoma City by the name of Gina Davis, who wrote John Doe number 3 during Oklahoma City. They documented the fact that Timothy McVeigh, I was doing this out later, you're dead on, Sam, about the chip. They said that Timothy McVeigh was complaining to his sister and other people in letters that his head hurt. They had put a chip in his head. They know now, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Timothy McVeigh was Army Special Ops, Special Forces, Black Ops. He complained about having a chip in his head. He complained about hearing the voices. I mean, it's all the same pattern we talked about, Sam. I mean, you're dead right. I know you're right. Listen, you're not a conspiracy buff there, the chips, and I'm going back. Look, I guess we're coming to a break.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. More in seconds.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello in Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
This hour has flown by, absolutely flown by, talking about the shootings, obviously, in Washington, D.C. at the Naval Yard. Another point that just needs to be repeated is that you're 2.6 miles from the White House in the nation's capital. They could have swarmed that place within 15 seconds of getting the call. I mean, this man should have not had the time. He shouldn't have had any time to do anything. I mean,
if you want to maximize casualties and create mass hysteria.
Well, true, Sam. Of course, true. And then, of course, you still can't really wrap your mind around how
you know, you're in a U.S. military installation full of armed people, and he'd be able to stay on his feet for so long. But Eddie was asking the question during the break, where is the video surveillance that the television news reports kept referencing to?
Hey, man, still don't have the video from 9/11, buddy. Come on.
Don't have the video from 9/11. I guess you're right about that. All right, Sam, you made a point during the break that the people didn't hear that I think should be repeated.
All right. I don't know exactly what is happening with this case, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't want you to believe that I'm into a big conspiracy theory and I know everything, because I don't. But what I do know is this. Everything that I'm getting is from international news sources and alternative media organizations. We dig, ask the right questions. They mock us for asking the questions. But when we hit pay dirt and come up with something, they quietly admit that we're right. But the only information we're getting on things is information that we find and they admit to. Otherwise, they're giving us nothing. How come?
Sam, you're right. And you know, Sam, going back to another show, you've nailed some points that are coming back to home to roost tonight. I don't remember the guy's name. I'm not good at names, but there was a very famous news correspondent who was at the scene. I remember you telling me about it. I didn't know it until you told me on one of our other shows in the past. He was there, and he talked about there was no airplane. It looked like a missile or something like that. And the next day, Sam, he changed his story. He said, oh, yes, there was an airplane.
Yeah, well,
like you said,
where are
the videotapes at 9/11? Where are the videotapes here? Where are the videotapes at Sandy Hook? I want to see the autopsy for this guy right here, Sam. I want to know who gave him the drugs. I want to know, and these other questions, Sam, I want to know who told all these people, all these law enforcement, the FBI, the Washington SWAT team, the Marines, who told them to stand down? That's what we need. Washington, D.C., like James pointed out, is swarming with Marines, people. I mean, Marines are there to kill people and break things. I want to know those questions. How about you, James?
And I want to know this, though, James. You know, while they can monitor everything Sam Bushman does, buddy, they know if I send a little I love you to my wife, okay? They know everything that I do, buddy. They monitor all my stuff, all my emails. They data mine everything. They monitor all my phone calls. They've got me on watch lists. I know for a fact the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Homeland Security, everybody's got me to the umpteenth degree. But they missed it on this guy. Well, they missed it on the other guy, and they missed it on the other guy, and they missed it on – how do they miss – man, we missed 9/11. We didn't mean to, but by golly, we just – I mean, it. You know, we always want to say it's incompetency. Or it's you know, we just somehow didn't get the intelligence to the right people. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Or at some point, we can't allow them to get away with those lies, though. At some point, you couldn't try harder to miss all these if you wanted to, could you?
Sam, those are excellent points. And that's a point, too, that I wanted to have be brought back to the conversation tonight. And this is something that we talked about. I can't remember if it was on your program earlier this week or if it was during our off-the-air conversation when we were discussing this story. But I noticed, and I'd like to get your take on perhaps why this is. This would be pure speculation because we can never know for sure. But a story like this obviously got wall-to-wall coverage on all the alphabet soup networks the day it was occurring, the all news stations like Fox, CNN, etc., wall to wall. As early as the very next day, when much of this story was still unraveling, they cut coverage of it by about 50% to go to things as varied as the flooding in Colorado, which is an important story, I understand. Obama's talk, I think Obama had some sort of a talk on some sort of a policy issue unrelated to the shooting that Tuesday. This would have been a couple of days ago, Tuesday of this past week. I brought that to your attention, Sam, and just said that was puzzling to me. You know, a story like this normally dominates the news wall-to-wall for upwards of a week, and the very next day, a shooting like this, mass murder in the nation's capital, 2.6 miles from the White House, and it's already been decreased by about 50%, according to my observations?
Yeah, this is my opinion, but here's why. If we were confused on it, if they could put out more subterfuge and more confusion on the story, more speculation, more manipulation, if they could push the gun control, take your guns away envelope more, if they could create mass hysteria in the nation more, they would have been all over the story for longer. But when guys like me, and even, you know, Ben Swan and many others, the BBC, the world, we're catching them at these things too fast. And if we say, hey, where's the psychologist? This guy was on medication and we can prove it. Hey, how come these guys were told to stand down? Hey, how come you guys said there was an AR-15 when there wasn't one? Hey, how come you guys went after this innocent man and you've never apologized to him? Hey, how come you claimed that he went nuts from an atrium and that's not true? Hey, how come... And we start asking these questions. Now they've lost their edge of their spin, and now they got to answer questions. And so we're going to talk about the flood, James, and we're going to talk about sex, and we're going to talk about anything but the story, sir.
Well, that's a great answer, Sam. And I think, you know, ultimately, this reporting, I expect to be lied to by the mainstream media, by the establishment press. I'm pleasantly surprised anytime that I'm not. I fully expect to be lied to. But this was shoddy reporting and sloppy reporting, even by their standards. They just couldn't seem to get whatever story they were trying to spin straight.
Hold on.
And the number
either
of shooters
that or they have it so
rapidly.
Straight it's all intentional.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the number of shooters, I mean, something as matter of fact as that, fluctuating so often within the first 8 hours of this story was remarkable, even by their standards. Eddie's got something he wants to say.
I have a little prediction. Sam, I don't know if we'll be able to find that or not, but I have been told that a lot of the FBI, from the personnel from the FBI that worked Boston Marathon, have been mysteriously being, you know, eliminated. They've come up into dying under mysterious causes. Sam, I think we need to watch, see if there's some way we can find out if a lot of the police, military people who were in on this, if they start dying. I see a rash of mysterious death with the government personnel that were supposed to be in on law enforcement here. The people, for instance, like we would like to know, why were these people pulled off? Why were they told to stand down?
Great
well,
question.
You know what? If they're dead, Sam, they're not going to be able to tell us who
well,
told them to stand down.
Well, the other interesting thing is they say this guy was anti-government. He was mad at the government. He was this and that. But how come he shot all private contractors then, and I guess the government people didn't die?
That's an observation you made, and something that you picked out that was very, very, very interesting. And I don't know if I've heard that anywhere else. But yeah, Eddie's onto something too. You know, within post-traumatic stress, people that have experienced something like this, the first responders, from time to time, commit suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head. So we'll wait and see if.
But let's summarize with this ending piece, James. We don't know what happened, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
We're
right.
not pretending we do. We're not drawing false conspiracy conclusions that take us off the map into Never Never Land. What we're simply telling you is the shooter's dead and can't talk, which is typical. Drugs are involved, prescribed by a psychiatrist. High-level security clearances are involved by people that ought not be where they are in the first place. When it all goes wrong, there seems to be no accountability, and the only way we get facts and details seem to be from the foreign press or alternative news diggers such as myself, and the mainstream press admits to and tells us nothing unless they are forced to, and then they put a mocking us spin on everything. My question to you is why, what's afoot, what's their agenda, and who's behind it? I don't know, but we best find out if we care about our country.
Eddie's got something in closing, but I would say, too, anybody that would place their faith in law enforcement to protect you needs to look to this. This is a citadel. Washington, D.C., there is no more lockdown, airtight district in the country, perhaps even the world, than that. And if this could happen in the heart of a venerable military installation, this place has been around since 1797, I think. Guy walks in there and does that. You know, and they were saying at first he was walking in with AKs and shotguns and all that. I was like, you know, did the guard just let this guy walk by
that
with all this?
Well,
then, of course,
they
trimmed their cells and said, well, he didn't have all those weapons. He just had a pistol, I guess. And maybe he could have snuck that past the guard since he had clearance. But are there not metal detectors there? Did he kill the guard? None of these questions have been answered.
I'd like to just hammer home one more time this point. If there's somehow, maybe we can find it from the foreign press, if of chiefs of police, if chiefs of the SWAT team, if military people that were involved, these guards at the gate, Sam, if these people start dying mysterious deaths, I think we need to watch for that. I predict that will happen, Sam. And with that,
Amen.
I'm going to toss it back over to James.
I pray you're wrong. Predict you're right, sir.
Folks, we're running out of time. The great Sam Bushman, everybody, be sure to catch his show Monday through Friday. It airs in the mornings. I know many of the fans of this show are already fans of Sam. If you're not, you certainly should be. Support his work as well. Without Sam, there would be no political cesspool. Without this network,
and last
we're not
point,
here.
To those of you who think we're conspiracy theorists, go check out the facts. Good luck on that one.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Eddie, Keith, everyone else who tuned in tonight. I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week. God bless y'all.
I'm on the air. Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.